The old year now away is fled. The new year it is entered. Then let us now our sins down tread and joyfully all appear. Let's merry be this holiday, and let us run with sport and play. Hang sorrow, let's cast care away. God send you a happy new year.
And now with new year's gifts each friend unto each other they do send. God grant we may our lives amend, and that the truth may appear. Now like the snake cast off your skin of evil thoughts and wicked sin, and to amend this new year begin, God send us a merry new year.
And now let all the company in friendly manner all agree, for we're here welcome, all may see, unto this jolly good cheer. I thank my master and my dame, the which are founders of the same. To eat, to drink now is no shame.
God send us a merry new year. Come lads and lasses, everyone. Jack, Tom, Dick, Bess, Mary and Joan. Let's cut the meat unto the bone. For welcome you need not fear. And here for good liquor we shall not lack. It will wet me brains and strengthen me back. This jolly good cheer, it must go to rack.
God send us a merry new year. Come give us more liquor when I do call. I'll drink to each one in this hall. I hope that's allowed, I must not bawl, but unto me lend an ear. Good fortune to my master send, and to my dame, which is our friend. God bless us all, and so I end. And God send us a happy new year.
Yes, indeed. And God send us a happy new year. That is Noel Sing We Clear, and we'll... They're just going to play some instrumental music there, and we'll come back to them in just a moment. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke, with you for the next hour and a half, and 16 tracks of music. This time, music around New Year's, things that are new. And, well, we'll get to that in just a moment, but you're listening to 100.1 FM CKVB right here in the Bay of Islands. Or you're probably listening as well on Voice of Bombay, VOBB 95.9 in Bombay. Back to Noel Sing We Clear. Ending off with a bit of concertina-driven jauntiness there. That was Noel Sing We Clear. And they have just finished their 40th year, their 40th anniversary of touring. They do unusual songs, carols, stories, customs drawn from English folk traditions and all around the New England area, telling sort of events and stories about the Christmas story and the New Year's story, customs that make up the 12 magical days of the return of light at the end of winter solstice. And if you've ever got a chance to see them or do have a chance to see them in the future, it's a wonderful show. They also have a mummer's play as part of that. A mummer's play from Tennessee, no less. Those of us who live here in Newfoundland and Labrador know that we've got mummer's plays that come from small communities here. But there are certainly some similarities. But what they celebrate is this interesting lack of a clear line, I guess, between the rejoicing about the birth of Jesus, bringing a fresh light into the world, and the more pagan sort of dark midwinter times, and the way in which the carols kind of molded one into the other. So it's an unusual treat. That is Noel Sing We Clear. They have a variety of CDs available on the interweb if you're interested. So tonight it's all about, in a few days, I suppose, we have the New Year's, so we're going to be talking about new. And so I just pulled a bunch of tracks that relate to new. So new shoes and new hat and a new year and all of those kinds of things. So the next one up is from the Latino tradition. This is Grupo Son Sabor. And this is something called El Año Viejo. And it's really talking about the old year as opposed to the new year. But they're talking about, oh, here's the old year that's passed. And it's in a cumbia style. It's cumbia is a dance style that originated in Colombia, but it's popular throughout Latin America and Southern America and Central America. So move the furniture back and you can dance to it. But it's by Colombian composer Crescencio Salcedo, who passed away some years ago. But the song lyrics, although in Spanish, translated says, I don't forget the old year because it has left me many good things. It left me a goat, a black mule, a white mare, and a nice mother-in-law. Well, that's very pleasant. This is Grupo Son Sabor. Grupo San Sabor. And that was Grupo San Sabor. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I can't actually hear myself. I've unplugged my headphone. Oh, that's why. Okay, fair enough. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond without headphones tonight, and just a small minor debacle here. Next up, we have Van Morrison, and he was named George. George was his first name, actually. George Ivan Morrison. He changed his name to Van. And he's a Northern Irish singer and songwriter, instrumentalist and producer. In 2016, he was knighted for his musical achievements and his services to tourism and his services to charitable causes in Northern Ireland. He started his professional career back in the 1950s. He was a teenager. He played guitar and harmonica, keyboards, saxophone. He played for a variety of Irish show bands, covering some popular hits of the time. He rose to prominence in the 1960s. He was with a band called Them, T-H-E-M. And they did a garage band classic called Gloria, which you probably know. It's one of the first things that they recorded, so they were pretty lucky. And his solo career started in the late 60s when he released his hit single. I think it was his first single that came out, Brown Eyed Girl, which is still played in bars and pubs and coffee houses and living rooms all over the place these days. So kind of started with a strength. Moondance was his first album to really hit the charts. It was came out in 1970. And he's had a whole pile of albums and CDs and so on since then. He's recorded, he's toured, he's produced albums, live performances. He's generally well-received, although he's not the warmest of personalities on stage. And he collaborates with a variety of other artists. Well, you know, who has to be, really? You know, he's an artist, after all. People like the Chieftains and so on, who he's recorded with. Much of his music is structured around the conventions of soul music or rhythm and blues, R&B, and a fair bit of his catalog as well is sort of long, sort of loosely connected, spiritually inspired kind of thought processes around musical journeys that show the influence of Celtic tradition and jazz and sort of stream of consciousness narratives and so on. So those two strains are sometimes referred to as Celtic soul, which he's known as being sort of an originator for. And this song fits that theme, because I'm going to play a track from his CD called Magic Time, and it's called Celtic New Year, which kind of fits with our theme of this year. So this is Van Morrison, or I should say Sir Van Morrison.
I don't see you through the week. See you through the window. See you next time they were talking on the telephone. In that Indian summer, then I wanna see you further on up the road. I said, oh, won't you come back? Have to see you, my dear, won't you come back in the Celtic New Year? In the Celtic New Year. I don't see you when I'm on the street. see me. And I'm on my lucky streak. Oh, I want you to come on back. I made it very clear. I want you to come back home in the Celtic New Year. Celtic New Year. If I don't see you, well, the bonfires are burning. If I don't see you when we're singing the glory and the tune. If I've got to see you when it's raining deep inside the forest, I've got to see you. And the wind and the moon said, oh, oh, won't you come on back? Want you to be good cheer. I'm back home on the Celtic New Year. Celtic New Year. Celtic New Year.
Thank you.
That is the Bill Hilly Band, also known as the Bills more recently, and something called Andre's New Shoes, or Andre de Sapato Novo. And it's a track that was inspired by some Brazilian music. And the mandolin player in the band spent some time in France, I believe, and he was playing in the Cirque du Soleil. And they have live music. I don't know if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil, but they have wonderful music. It's great. And he met a couple of Brazilian musicians there, and so he was inspired by that. Anyway, and it ended up with this track called Andre's New Shoes. The Bill Hilly Band, or the Bills, they're a folk music quintet from the west coast of Canada. They have this unique sound. They've got a lot of traditional influences from around North America and the rest of the globe. They've been around since the mid-90s somewhere, and they represent, it is said, everything that's good about roots music in Canada. So if you have a chance to see the Bills, make sure you see them. They have a big audience, mostly in Western Canada and the Western U.S., particularly Northern California, maybe a bit in Ontario and the U.K., but they really haven't broken the Canadian scene yet. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio here, which is 100.1 FM CKVB. And also, this is, show is broadcast on Voice of Bon Bay at 95.9 in Norris Point. So we're talking about new. So we go from Andre's New Shoes to another track called Bland New Shoes. Now, usually you hear songs about brand new shoes, but this is about bland new shoes. So sometimes, let's just be honest, sometimes you make purchasing mistakes, and you know, sometimes things just don't turn out the way you wish. This is from a guy called Valdemar Horsdal, which is his name, and he's known as Valdi. He's a Canadian folk and country musician. He began his solo career in the early 1970s. His most famous song was Rock and Roll Song. It came out somewhere in the mid early 70s, something like that. But he was a member of a number of bands, London Town Criers and the Montreal band called the Prodigal Sons, and he won a number of Juno Awards, Folk Singer of the Year, Folk Entertainer of the Year. He's done some children's albums. I think he's received about seven Juno nominations, and he has 14 albums out. Sales of somewhere around 500,000 copies, so a number of them are certified gold. Excuse me. Of all the Canadian artists who were brought, you know, who were producing and broadcasting and so on in the mid-1970s, he was only second to Gordon Lightfoot in terms of the numbers of plays that he got and the number of albums that he sold. So quite popular. He also appeared on, I don't know if you know, like I'm really aging myself here, there was a CBC TV show called The Beachcombers. It used to be on, maybe it was, I don't know, remember, Sunday night. Maybe, I don't know, it was from the West Coast. And it was a very quintessentially Canadian show. When people say it's a quintessentially Canadian show, they mean it's a show that doesn't really have very much interest for most people. But it, I kind of liked it. It was a quirky little show about beachcombing, collecting logs, and all of the amazing things that happened, and, you know, Relic and Constable John and all these characters. But where, Valdi was actually in that show for a period of time as the environmental activist, Halibut Stew, S-T-U, not S-T-E-W, which is a whole different kind of thing. You couldn't, well, anyway. And he also had a part in the reunion production. I didn't even know until I was looking this up that there was a reunion production of The Beachcombers. And he was in that as well, and he was part of a jug band. He wrote a song for it called It's the Water. Anyway, he continues to tour across Canada. He's a great, great performer. He's really well, like he's worked audiences for a long time. I've seen him a number of times. And when I was in graduate school in Ottawa at Carleton, he was playing there. And I guess he'd had a hard time on the road, and he was just sleeping on a bench in the radio station there. And somebody woke him up and said, Valdi, it's time for your show. And he just got up and did his show. Like, it's like, he's very good at doing that. In 2011, he got the Order of Canada. And so this song is from a CD that he released that has, it's called Viva Valdi, or Live at Last. It's a 2-CD collection. And this is about how wardrobe choices can influence your life. in this case, a set of shoes that, while new, are still rather bland. Here's Valdi.
Casual and loose, and your beard is trimmed and dapper. Your shirt is sexy and soft, and that gold chain's gonna zap her. Your pants fit like a glove, from the socks up you're insane. But my friend, I gotta tell you, those shoes you're wearing are plain, but brand new shoes. Poor things take such abuse. But now my attitude is loosening up, since I have been wearing these brand new shoes. I tried it out in clogs. I felt like I was rolling round on logs. I finally lost those wallaby blues, since I have been wearing these brand new shoes. Strictly beige on beige, but mediocrity's been good to me, since I have been wearing these brand new shoes. If I should change my style and start wearing stuff that's trendy, well, I would blend in like I wasn't even there, if I stopped wearing these brand.
That's Valdi, bland new shoes. Just because something's new doesn't mean it'll make a good impression. It'll make an impression nevertheless. So we go from new shoes to new pants. And the next track is from a band called Slunchava, a Celtic fusion band from Cape Breton Island. A bunch of the members of the Barra McNeils were in the band, as well as a few other folks. They were had traditional instruments, of course, but they had elements of dance and funk and electronic music as well. They toured throughout North America, Europe, Asia, and so on, and the name of the band, Slunchava, means good health in Scottish Gaelic. They were around for a number of years, did a few CDs. They disbanded somewhere around 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. But they were pretty excited about their new pants, enough so that they wrote a tune about them, which they recorded a couple times, actually. So, you know, when you're traveling on tour, sometimes things aren't all that exciting. So you take what you can and make a song out of it. This is Brand New Pants, Slunchava. There's a band there called Slancheva and The New Pants. Yeah, I think you maybe heard the electronic version there. I Want to Dance in My New Pants. So it must have been a really exciting thrift store purchase while on tour there. Slancheva from Cape Breton. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke. If you want to get in touch with about anything that I'm talking about or playing or whatever, you can email me at ivan@boir.ca. It's the easiest email that will get through to me. And this is 100.1 CKVB here in the heart of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And we're also broadcast on Voice of Bon Bay, which is in the heart of the Gros Morne National Park in Norris Point. And Newfoundland. Next up, we go from shoes into pants to brand new hat. This is a show about new things. This is from a band called the Bad Livers, L-I-V-E-R-S. Bad Livers having kind of a dual meaning, at least two meanings. And of course, if you're here in Newfoundland Labrador, Livier has a whole nother meaning as well. But we won't go into the discussion about Newfoundland history and folklore here. But Livier was somebody who lived here year-round, despite the fact that it was illegal to do so for centuries and centuries, at least for Europeans to do so. This is from the Bad Livers, their album called Industry and Thrift. The Bad Livers were a band from Austin, Texas. They formed around 1990. Banjo, resonator guitar, and guitar. It was Danny Barnes, Mark Rubin on upright bass, and tuba. They decided to go with the tuba. Ralph White III on fiddle and accordion. And they lasted for about 10 years, but they recorded quite a few CDs and made quite an impact on the music scene. Their music was often cited for its influence on other groups, and it helped open the way for hip people to listen to old-time and bluegrass bands, because they were quite hip, you know, and they thought it was okay. It's okay to listen to this kind of music. So they're very imprecise descriptions of the Bad Livers music. People talked about it as thrash grass, because it kind of had a bluegrass tinge to it. Acoustic bluegrass with a punk death wish was another one that I saw. Something called contemporary bluegrass, which I have no idea what that is, and stay away from anything called contemporary anything. Anytime there's contemporary in front of the name of a music genre, just don't buy it. Just don't buy it. That's just my advice, you know. Also, acoustic metal bluegrass. But anyway, the band itself insisted that they were not a bluegrass band, but they'd created a more original sound. And they actually decided to incorporate the accordion and the tuba into the band because they were getting very, very popular around Austin. So they decided, well, let's just curb this popularity. Let's get ourselves an accordion player and a tuba player, and that'll stop it. Well, it didn't. It got even worse, and so their audience continued to widen, and more critics saw beyond these sort of gimmicky descriptions that they had, you know, in their shows and so on, and their when they were discussing things in between songs, they were talking about the innovation and the skill of this band. But anyway, the Austin Music Awards, which are important music awards because Austin's a pretty good music city, they were voted for 4 years in a row. They were voted best none of the above. Now, I have to explain this, because usually they hear of best jazz band, best country band, best bluegrass band, best folk band, best you know, Swedish death metal band, whatever it is, you know. And then there's a category, like Austin, there's sort of forethought there. There's a category for none of the above. Like, here are bands, we have no idea where to put their records in a record store. We have no idea what we're listening to. What is this? So we'll call it none of the above. And the Bad Livers were best none of the above for 4 of the 10 years they existed in Austin City. So that's pretty good. 4 consecutive years. They were inducted into the Austin Music Hall of Fame in 2007, and well, anyway, they've had a few kind of mini reunions since they stopped in about 2000, but they really existed for 10 years, and then they didn't exist for a long time, and then they've given lots of awards and so on. But anyway, let you listen to them. Anyway, this is called Brand New Hat, and you can tell the kind of why they, you know, some people thought they had sort of bluegrass sense to them. And this is from the album Industry and Thrift. This is the Bad Livers and Brand New Hat.
Where'd you get you a hat like that? It makes you look like somebody else. It's hard enough to keep track of yourself. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping in the brand new hat. Once I had a nice new limb, kept my fingers and face all in. Somebody broke into my van, left me talking with a policeman. Brand new hat, they put out the cat, caught you out stepping with your brand new hat. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping with your brand new hat. Don't stand in the coffee shop, I got a reel if you wanna rock. Boss man's in with same old thing. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping with your brand new
Worry, nothing's wrong with your radio. That indeed is a brand new hat from a band called The Bad Livers from Industry and Thrift, their album from about 1998, right near the end of their existence as a band. And you can tell they just kind of went into a bluegrass funk and just did stuff, and it's really hard to describe what they did. But we're listening to music that has new in the title, pretty much. I mean, that's the sort of cheap gimmick that I'm using this evening, because we're getting close to New Year's, when people think, even though it's just another day of the year and it's just kind of artificial and so on, they think all kinds of grand things about how their life will change. So this next one is about how, you know, sometimes people make New Year's resolutions, and so they want to become a version, a new and improved version of themselves in the new year, and all, you know, fill your boots. Good luck to you. And so this song is from the Holmes Brothers. It's called The New and Improved Me. So it kind of relates to that. The Holmes Brothers, Sherman and Wendell Holmes, were an American musical trio. Actually, it was just the two of them and then a friend who wasn't a Holmes brother. But anyways, they were originally from Christchurch, Virginia. And they mixed sounds from the blues and soul and gospel and country and rhythm and blues. They have 12, 14 CDs out, studio albums. Excuse me, three of them reached the top five on the Billboard Blues Albums charts. They've got a regular following. They play at a lot of summer folk festivals and blues festivals and gospel festivals and jazz festivals. Their parents were school teachers, and they fostered their early interest in music. Excuse me. As they listened to traditional Baptist hymns and anthems and spirituals, as well as some blues music from Jimmy Reed and Junior Parker and B.B. King and so on. Over their career, they've recorded with a number of album labels, Rounder, Alligator. I have a sip of my tea here, so hopefully that'll take care of my cough. One of the three members, Poppy Dixon, died back in 2015, and Wendell Holmes died in 2015 as well. So Sherman still resides in Virginia, but they aren't obviously recording anymore. But they recorded right up until 2015. So the new and improved me, that song, it shows their blues background, but it also shows the old Baptist notions around redemption and renewal and things like that. And in many ways, the music of the Holmes brothers, which I've listened to a bit of over the years, it reminds me of that transition from Saturday night in the beer halls and the blues joints to Sunday morning, the gospel choirs and the redemption sheds and so on. And their music covers that whole trip from 12 midnight, 2 in the morning, till 10 in the morning, 12 noon. So their music covers both of those genres with equal ability. This is the Holmes Brothers and the new and improved me.
Yeah. nothing but a toothbrush and a comb. This is a new and improved me.
That's the Holmes Brothers in a bit of a Saturday night blues jam. That's called The New and Improved Me. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond here on either Voice of Bombay or Bay of Islands Radio. Have your pick, and maybe you're listening on both. Who knows? They're broadcast at slightly different times. Next up, we have another new thing. This is a band. This is a track called Brand New Boy from Fred J. Eaglesmith and Frederick John Elgersma. That's his real last name, but anyway, he's known by the stage name Fred Eaglesmith. He's a Canadian alternative country singer-songwriter, I suppose you could call him. He's known for writing songs about rural life and vehicles and down-and-out characters and tractors and lost love and quirky rural folks and so on. He's kind of writes short stories when he writes songs, and he includes a lot of unreliable narrators. I thought I'd give this across this sort of description of his songs. I thought that was good. An unreliable narrator. And many great authors and songwriters rely on unreliable narrators. Anyway, surprise endings, plot twists, things like that. Eaglesmith was one of nine children. He was raised on a farm near Guelph, Ontario, rural southern Ontario. As a teenager, he hopped the freight train and headed to Western Canada, began writing songs and performing. He started up a band called the Smokin' Losers. And he later formed a group called The Flying Squirrels, which is what this CD is, which is from the early 1990s. I remember seeing The Flying Squirrels at folk festivals years ago. That was before he could have attained cult status, I suppose. But they would call themselves also the Flathead Noodlers, depending on which style of music they were playing. So if they were playing bluegrass, they'd call themselves the Flathead Noodlers. If they were playing kind of folk and rock and so on, and the alt-country stuff, they called themselves the Flying Squirrels. So you just knew what you were going to get whenever you you heard them. He started releasing CDs back in 1980. He's still sort of doing that. He has a great reputation as a fine show person. His show includes lots of music, lengthy between-song comic monologues. His fans who follow him around a little bit, or some of the fans, are called Fredheads, sort of a nod to Deadheads, who used to follow the Grateful Dead around and would go to hundreds of concerts and so on. But he tours, tours extensively throughout the U.S. and Canada, and he has a bunch of people who follow him around. In fact, if you want to see him, he's touring right now. I think tomorrow night he's at the St. Jacob's Playhouse, but it's probably sold out. But if you just go on his website, he's constantly touring. Like, he'll just go. He and his wife tour a lot together. And they'll say, okay, we're going to be in Wawa at the Legion. You know, it's like, who plays Wawa at the Legion? Well, Fred J. Eaglesmith does. He plays everywhere. And that's why he's been able to create quite a career for himself. When he's in solo performances, it's not the Flying Squirrels. It's Fred J. Eaglesmith. And as I said, he often performs with his wife as well, Tiff Ginn. And occasionally, more recently, when they do a show, like there's a whole bunch of them who come together, a bunch of bands, and they call themselves the Fred Eaglesmith Traveling Steam Show, another rural kind of connection. He publishes all of his own records, kind of a do-it-yourself sort of guy, and still tours constantly. So, and I don't know if you've ever seen, probably not, there's a play called Dear Johnny Dear. It's a play about the John Deere tractor. And it played at Blythe Theater. It plays a couple of other theaters around. But anyway, if you have a chance to do that, it's all Fred Eaglesmith's songs. And it's the story of the John Deere. So this is from an album called The Things Is Changing. This is Brand New Boy. And it includes a bunch of folks from around that region. Fred lives north of Lake Erie, sort of Port Dover area. And Scott Merritt, who's a great musician from sort of the Brantford area, is producing this, and he's also playing on it. Willie P. Bennett is playing on it as well. Willie P. Bennett unfortunately died some years back, but he was a great harmonica player and played with a number of important bands in southern Ontario. So Brand New Boy, you might think, oh, you just had a child, and it's great. It's a very exciting, happy song, but it's not really. It's my love has found a brand new boy, which is a whole different kind of feeling. This is Fred J. Eaglesmith.
$6 an hour ain't enough to live on, even in just a shade. And the tips in a small town are so small, may as well just give them back. And the rain on the roof made such a racket, you couldn't hear yourself think. Still, I wish I was back there that old shack with her, dancing to any old thing. But she's got a brand new boy, and he takes all her pain away. And they fly like angels and stars and rainbows, and the night turns back into day. She tells me she loves me, but she never loved me that way. And what can she say? She's sorry. She's got a brand new boy. She's got a brand new boy. And I used to love her more than any other. I would never let her go. And the rights and the wrongs and the in-between songs and shuffle on down the road. And the next time that greyhound pulls into this here town, I'll be the one to go. And she's got a brand new boy. She's got a brand new boy. Thank you.
personne pour me soigner. Je connais pas comment moi je vais faire. Ouais, sans toi, c'est dur, une chose faudra
a band called the Pine Leaf Boys who got together. They all lived together in a house in Lafayette, Louisiana, and just sort of jammed out. And some of them come from a long pedigree of Cajun musicians, names like Savoy and so on in the background. They used to play, there's a regular jam session Saturday mornings. I think Mark Savoy and Mark and Ann Savoy have it down in Louisiana. So that's a place to be on Saturday morning if you want to learn to play Cajun. So that was New Family Waltz, all songs about new. Before that, we had Brand New Boy from Fred J. Eaglesmith. Pine Leaf Boys is a Cajun and Creole band, of course, South Louisiana. Play a lot of traditional music inspired by the traditional music from the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. That's just now available on, they were on old 78 records, and they've been re-digitized now. They're kind of an international Cajun band, so they play a fair bit in Europe occasionally, and they've won a number of awards, including 4 Grammy nominations. I think they've won 3 of them, something like that. Next up from Jesse Winchester, another song with new in the title. This is Brand New Tennessee Waltz. So Jesse Winchester was born in the United States, raised in the southern U.S. He was opposed to the Vietnam War, and so in 1967, when he got drafted, he came to Canada to avoid military service. He began his career as a solo artist there. He became a Canadian citizen in the early 70s. But back in 1976, 77, Jimmy Carter became the president of the United States, and he said, okay, all this foolishness, like, if you want to come back, I'll give you amnesty. You know, I understand it was a mistake. But he didn't really say that, but basically they were saying it was a mistake to be in the Vietnam War to start with, so why don't you come back? So he did resettle back in the United States. So Jesse Winchester is known as, sometimes people say, oh, he's a Canadian. Others people say, no, he's an American. Well, he's kind of a bit of both because he's a dual citizen, lived in both countries. He started playing guitar when he was in high school. When he got to Quebec in 1967, excuse me, he joined a band called Les Astronautes. And he began writing songs. He performed solo sometimes in the folk circuit and coffee houses throughout eastern Canada. And he was also helped out by Robbie Robertson, who's another Canadian. And he began his recording career in 1970 with help from Robbie Robertson and a self-titled release. He released several albums during the 70s, but he was unable to tour in the United States up until 1977 when he moved back there. So he became recognized largely as a songwriter because he was a very good songwriter, but he wasn't able to tour, so people would just cover his songs. When he went back to the United States, he had this big sold-out performance in Burlington, Vermont, which is sort of the most socialist part of the United States. It's a wonderful place, actually. Burlington is a great place. That's where Bernie Sanders is from, by the way. He was the mayor of the socialist city of Burlington for many years. And he came back in 1977, Jesse Winchester, and he had this huge sold-out concert. It was kind of his coming home concert. So he continued to record and perform throughout the Canada and U.S., did about a dozen albums or so. He died, unfortunately, in August or September or somewhere in around there of cancer in 2014. And he had another album that was already done, and so that was released posthumously. But this is from one of his earlier works. This is a wonderful song of Jesse Winchester. Kind of whimsical because he was thinking about his southern roots. This is the Brand New Tennessee Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, but you have a pretty face. You favor a girl that I knew. I imagine that she's still in Tennessee. By God, I should be there too. I've a sadness too sad to be true. But I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. Because love is mainly just memories, and everyone's got them a few. So when I'm gone, I'll be glad to love you. Out the brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. Out the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there. When I leave, it'll be like I found your love, descending Victorian stairs. I'm feeling like one of your photographs, trapped while I'm putting on airs, and getting even by asking who cares. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there. So have all of your passionate violins play a tune for a Tennessee kid who's feeling like leaving another town with no place to go if he did. 'Cause they'll catch you wherever you're here. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, you're literally waltzing on air. At the brand new Tennessee waltz, there's no telling who will be there.
That's Jesse Winchester and the brand new Tennessee Waltz. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond here on Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or on Voice of Bon Bay, 95.9 FM. Next up, a band called String Band. This is a track called The New Talking Atom Blues. And since we're all doing new today, I thought I'd play this. Now, there's a number of Talking Blues. Talking Blues was kind of a popular... Woody Guthrie did a number of versions of it. Then Bob Dylan did some of the new Talking Blues. And there's lots of people doing new Talking Blues. But this is the new Talking Atom Blues. So this is from the day and times when we used to think that, you know, we're going to destroy each other many times over with the atomic bomb. Now, we might still do that, but it's just that it's sort of passed from our minds because we're so focused on, I don't know, taking photographs of our meals and putting them on Facebook and various other things that have distracted us from... nuclear war. But anyways, this String Band was a Canadian folk music ensemble. Bob Bossin and Marie-Lynn Hammond were the two main characters within it. It was formed back in 1971. They recorded a number of studio albums between 71, 73, something like that, and through the late 70s, early 80s, and so on. They've had a number of reunions since then. They really had just kind of a moment in time, but they're seen as an iconic Canadian band. They pioneered independent recordings, artist-controlled album releases. They explored a lot of Canadian themes in their songs, often with a humorous bend as well sometimes. None of the String Band songs they ever did became commercial hits, but several became very widely known. There's one called Deef Will Be Chief Again. I don't know if you know that one. It's a great song. I should play it sometime. It's a tribute to former Canadian Prime Minister John Diefenbaker, who was a prime minister back in the late 1950s, early 1960s. He's the one who actually came up with the Bill of Rights. He was kind of this humble prairie rural lawyer who decided, you know, we really should have a Bill of Rights. So it wasn't some sort of, you know, Toronto cosmopolitan person who decided on the Bill of Rights. It was this. Anyway, they also did, they had a song called Show Us the Length, which is a great anthem about, it was kind of about beauty pageants. And it became an underground hit, but it didn't get any airplay at all because it had rather explicit language, but it just sort of laid bare, so to speak. Sorry about the metaphor there. Laid bare all these beauty pageants that were taking place. So the band chose the name String Band because it was a placeholder name. They couldn't figure out, because there were a lot of string bands at that time, the Incredible String Band from the U.S. or various, everybody's, you know, the High Mountain String Band, so on and so forth. They said, well, we'll figure out what comes before that, but we'll just have a placeholder string band. But they ended up, that was all that they were called. And they kind of did some things that are now done fairly commonly, where people will try to crowdfund, as we call it now, an album. Back then, they did that as well. They financed them by advanced subscription orders. And their third album, which was called Thanks to the Following, and then it had a list in very small font of all the people who provided money to make the CD. It was on the LP's front cover. Stuart McLean from CBC Radio is a big fan of String Band, and so he brought them back together for a 30th anniversary back in 2001. And they made some new recordings, and then re-released a whole bunch of their material. So 46, a CD box set of 46 of their recordings, and it came out in 2002. And it was, again, all funded by friends and fans and so on and so forth. And back in 2002, you could put out a two CD set for $25,000. So there you go. And that's what this is from. So this is a song, and they were very political in many ways. Bob Boston's done a number of theater shows as well. He's a very funny guy, kind of like a snake oil salesman in that kind of a style. And this is called The New Talking Adam Blues.
I'm going to preach you a sermon by old man Adam. Now, I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, madam. I don't mean the Adam Mother Eve mated, but I do mean the atom science liberated. Einstein said he was scared, and when Einstein says he's scared, I'm scared. Old life used to be so simple before, when you only had to worry about nuclear war. Then they only had the occasional test, and the only folks hurt was folks out west. Back in the good old days when a nuclear reaction was supposed to be avoided. Now it's supposed to cure unemployment, one way or the other. Well, a nuclear reactor, you understand, is just an atom bomb in a big tin can. But the can is safe, you need have no fear. It's been designed by an engineer. You know the guy in the hard hat at the football game? Sitting in the stand singing, we don't give a damn for any damn man who don't give a damn for us. Throwing up on his shirt. Well, plutonium is a man-made creature. It's not in the ground, it's not in nature. It's not like wood or gas or coal. God wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. This stuff is 20,000 times more lethal than cobra venom. Stays that way 250,000 years. Creating some difficulty when it comes to putting out the garbage. You know, making this stuff, which they do, without having a place to put the garbage, which they don't, it's like putting up an outhouse without digging a hole. Oh, the trouble with these highly technological gadgets is they're made by a man and not by magic. And you'd sooner pass a camel through the eye of a needle and find a foolproof system designed by people. Take CP Rail. Take the DC-10. Remember the Titanic. Now, if I sound overly concerned about the human element in the nuclear equation, let me put this one to you. If a man of Joe Clark's abilities can rise to be prime minister, by the same token, he could be head of Ontario Hydro. Now, were that the case, and if Three Mile Island happened right here, Joe Clark would be in charge. Thank God he was just prime minister. You got power from the sun and power from the wind and power from the ocean, hydrogen. You got power in the tide of the Bay of Fundy if the powers that be would only put up the money. And there's power in the honey bucket, animal waste. Don't run out, makes methane gas. You know, it's all very simple when you boil it down. We need hydro from shit, not the other way around.
Heard there from Tony Rice, and there was something called the New Chance Blues, and that's what people are looking for in the new year, is a new chance to, I don't know, lose some weight, stop smoking, all those kinds of things that people think about doing, take up a new hobby or whatever. Tony Rice is an American bluegrass musician. He's perhaps the most, I don't know, this is really high to say, I guess, but he's been the most influential living acoustic guitar player in bluegrass today. I mean, I think he's really, probably can't think of anybody else who I would rather see as a bluegrass guitar player. He was inducted into the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame 3-4 years ago. He's been playing over the course of his career. He played with the New South. He played with David Grisman. He helped to form create Dog Music, basically, with Jerry Garcia. He had the band called the Tony Rice Unit, collaborated with Tony Blake, with his brothers. He does a number of bluegrass albums, which are really classic. Did something with Ricky Skaggs called Skaggs and Rice, a wonderful, wonderful CD. He's recorded a fair bit of Gordon Lightfoot's. He was really taken with Gordon Lightfoot's music and so on. Anyway, if you ever wanted to listen to a really good, clear, crisp bluegrass player, it's Tony Rice. The only kind of tragedy about his career is that he kind of lost his voice for a period of time. Couldn't really sing anymore. So he used to have a lovely, I like the way he sang. But anyway, that was from one of his CDs called The Bluegrass Guitar Collection. And that was something called The New Chance Blues. And before that, We heard from String Band and the new Talking Adam Blues. We're coming to the last few songs here, so we're going to play, you know, obviously we're getting into Hogmanay or New Year's Eve or whatever it is you celebrate. And so, of course, Auld Lang Syne, or For Old Time's Sake, is a song that you're probably going to sing at some point in the next few days. Maybe you'll sing several times. So I thought we'd sort of play some versions of that, I suppose. So we're going to do, we'll start off with, you know, Robbie Burns wrote the words for it, but Robbie Burns didn't write tunes. Robbie Burns would take tunes, he would borrow tunes that were extant, dance tunes, song tunes, or whatever else, and he would then put words to them. And so he decided to put a number of different, there's a couple of different settings, and the first setting that he put to Auld Lang Syne is not the one that you usually hear. So I'm going to play that first, because I think it's a really beautiful setting of it. The one that we'll all sing, and that I'm sure I'll sing at the Shed Party in Norris Point that I'll be at on New Year's Eve. I'll be singing the other version of Auld Lang Syne, which is sort of the Greensleeves version or whatever. But this is done by a band called The Cast. It's Mary Campbell and David Francis, who are a duo called The Cast. They're also a duo in love as well and in marriage. And they're both Scottish singers, musicians. Campbell visited Kippuritton Island back in the 90s and took back a fair bit of that kind of spirit of what happened. Basically, Kippuritton kept certain things alive in the Scottish musical tradition, I suppose. That's the argument anyways. They did a couple of albums, and this is one they did back in the 90s called The Winnowing. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. They did a version of Auld Lang Syne, which is the original setting from for that song. And it was actually used, I don't know if anybody saw the movie Sex and the City. I didn't myself. But apparently there's a New Year's Eve scene of the film and has a montage of the characters' activities that night and so on. And this is the soundtrack in the back of that. So they performed that a number of times before that as well. They performed it for President Bill Clinton and various things that they were really requested. When they recorded it, people realized, oh, this is a really beautiful version of that song. They've collaborated with lots of other musicians. Marie plays with a band called The Occasionals, which is a Scottish band, a dance band. It's a great Scottish dance band. Also plays with a Baroque ensemble called Concerto Caledonia. She and her husband, David Francis, have toured Scotland a number of times. A couple of years back when Scotland was going to think about leaving the UK, they were doing an independence vote. They toured with a number of other musicians and artists and so on something called the Bus Party. And it was a bus tour of Scotland. And it was all conversations. They were trying to get people involved, and there was some music and so on. But they got people involved in conversations about who they were as Scots and how they fit into the UK system and so on. And it's a great idea. If we ever have a, you know, here in Newfoundland Labrador, if we have a vote on separating or whatever, I think we need to have a bus tour. And we have some great artists in Newfoundland Labrador who could create some great conversations about what our place is in the country. Anyway, so this is the original melody setting that Robert Burns used for his songs. After that, we'll hear something called Shades of Auld Lang Syne, which is from a band called Dordan, which is a Galway-based quartet. They're also a trio sometimes. Their name means drone. And Mary Bergen, who's a great whistle player, is the leader of that band. And the one interesting thing about Mary Bergen is that she plays the whistle backwards. Not backwards. Upside down? No, not upside down. Most people, when they play the whistle, like if you think of the tin whistle, their left hand is on the top, kind of the top three notes, and their right hand is on the bottom. She plays it the opposite way around, with the right hand up and the left hand down. And so when I first read that, I had to twist my head around. I was trying to play the whistle like that. Like, it's really interesting how that's the way it goes. Anyway, it's kind of versions of Auld Lang Syne. So we'll play those two, and then we'll play something else after that just to end off. But this is the original version, the original musical melody setting for Auld Lang Syne. This is The Cast.
Should old acquaintance be and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot for Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne surely I'll be mine, and we'll talk a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll talk a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. Twa hair on a boot to the breeze, and pulled the gowans fine, and we've wandered many a weary fit since auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for
thank you.
And we're listening there to a couple versions of Auld Lang Syne, and it's certainly a song that is around in the ether at the moment. That's a band called Dorden, and we're ending off with one last version of that. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name's Ivan Emke. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at ivan@boir.ca, or give me a phone call. I'm the only Emke in all of Atlantic Canada, so it's pretty easy to find me, I guess, in any phone book anywhere. We'll end off. You've been listening to us on 100.1 FM, CKVB in Corner Brook, or VOBB, which is in 95.9 in Norris Point. This is a band called the Salsa Celtica, and they're a Scottish group that play a fusion of salsa music with traditional Scottish instruments, as well as salsa music. Back in 1997, they visited Cuba, and they absorbed the musical culture of that country, and their debut album, it's called Monsters and Demons, came out that same year. This is from their third album called El Agua de la Vida, Water Life. Reached number 5 on the World Music Chart of Europe. And it's their version of Auld Lang Syne. Now, this is pretty calm the way they're doing it right now. So just be careful. Like, it's going to get exciting. Hope you have a great new year. Safe new year. Take care, and I'll be back the first Thursday after, or Monday, but depending on which station you listen to, after 2018 begins. This is Salsa Celtica. Take care.
Están sonando, anunciando que el año viejo se va. Y todo el mundo está.